Cecil Shorts in with me this morning. We are 16 days away from Texans training camp over at NRG. We are all very excited and fired up for it. Left tackle, I think, is the biggest question mark heading into this season. Who do we want the Texans left tackle to be this year?
Personally, you drafted a guy first round for a reason. You thought he was good enough. You saw the potential. You saw the upside. So for me, I want Titus Howard to be that guy. But the thing is, will he be ready? Will he be ready?
I don't know if he'll be ready.
You mentioned yesterday, Cam Jordan week one, Jacksonville within the first 3 weeks.
Week two.
And then San Diego week three with Joey Bosa and Melvin Ingram. That's a welcome to the NFL type first three games of the year. And it, to me, mentally, he has to be ready. He has to be able to communicate with his other offensive linemen. He has to be able to give Deshaun some type of time. So for me, if he's not ready, I want the best player available. So if that's Khalil, if that's Davenport, whoever the case may be. But my ideally, I would like for Titus Howard to win that job.
In a totally ideal world, I think you're right.
Yeah.
What I worry about is I worry that this coaching staff is a little bit too optimistic with its young players on the offensive line specifically. And I base that on the lack of just putting together good offensive lines the last couple of years. I think development with some guys, Nick Martin, Suofilo, has been a bit of an issue. Granted, I think they've needed more talent, but I think that the couple of guys they've had who they drafted high have not worked out as much as we had hoped. And I look at something like Martinez Rankin at left tackle when he filled in last year, and it makes me think that they've been too optimistic. So if I see Titus Howard week one against the Saints on Monday night, like John McClain, who's going to be in here tomorrow at 7:40, is saying that he will, my first thought is not going to be, man, Titus Howard was great in training camp in the preseason. My first thought is going to be, well, I hope that they're right, because my fear is going to be that they're a little bit too optimistic with a young player at a big, important position.
What's frustrating to me, because I kind of get your point, because to me, you let good offensive linemen go. So you let Duane Brown go.
Yes.
That would have been your left tackle today. You let, what's the guy, the young man with the Eagles, Brandon Brooks.
Yep.
Your guard. You let him go to the Eagles.
Two big mistakes.
Two huge mistakes.
One for not football reasons, but both as far as just football, trying to replace them on the field, big mistakes.
So now you're trying to replace them, and you mentioned the young guys you're bringing in, you're real optimistic about them, but they're not panning out. So my question is that more coaching, or is that just the player not developing the way he needs to develop?
I don't know. I think we have to find out, and I think this year is going to be a good barometer. Because now you brought in some free agents who Gain brought in last year. They've drafted two guys in Howard and Sharping. And so now I think the excuses are out when it comes to the coaching staff in terms of, you know, what's been available and what's been given to them. Like, this is the proverbial Mark Vandermeer last house on the left for them. And I'm not saying they have to be great. All I've been saying off season, Jones has been angry at me, but all I want is an average offensive line. I'd love a good offensive line. I'd love an elite offensive line. But, man, I'm just being realistic here.
Let's start with average.
Yeah, let's just go with average. Yeah. I mean, I'm always reading these stats about how, like, if Deshaun Watson, when he's kept clean in the pocket, is like a top three or top five quarterback, I just want more of that.
Yeah.
Just give me average. Give me a middle-of-the-road offensive line, and I'll take my chances with this quarterback.
Yeah.
But my answer to this original question, who I want to see at left tackle, and you can tell me I'm crazy, but right now, I actually want to see Matt Khalil win the starting job.
Why?
Because
what in your mind says Matt Khalil can do this?
He's basically had a year off, and if Khalil wins the job, it tells me at the very least that he's healthy.
Okay.
Or he's healthy enough to play.
Okay.
And I think if he's healthy enough to play, he's going to be more consistent and more reliable than Julian Davenport. And then it can allow me to bring in Titus Howard slower, whether that's Howard playing inside, whether that's Howard playing at right tackle, probably unlikely right now, or whether that's Howard just starting off on the bench. So considering the short and long term, I think the best case scenario for the Texans is Khalil to come in healthy in 2.5 weeks and to win the starting job. I believe that right now.
That scares me more than Titus Howard. Because this, he.
What's scary about it?
We've seen Khalil over. He's came in the league since when? 2012. That's right. He came in with Justin Blackmon. He was a fourth overall pick.
I think he was
Minnesota.
I think he was like a third overall pick.
Third to Minnesota.
Very high draft pick.
We've seen him on film. We've seen him in what he can do or what he can't do. It's the reason we signed him to a one-year deal here.
The Texans signed him
to a one-year deal here. So we've seen what he can or can't do. We've seen his limitations. We've seen him not be able to stay healthy. So if he's starting, it's telling me two things. Either Howard's not ready.
Which is not necessarily a terrible thing.
Which is not a terrible thing.
Considering it's not like Titus Howard has the football resume that Matt Khalil had. I mean, this guy played at Alabama State. He's young. He's raw, green, all that kind of stuff.
To me, that's the bad side, right? Or if Khalil's starting, that means he is the best player to play left tackle, which can be a good or a bad thing.
Yes.
Depending on what the other guy's doing. Now, you can always bring Titus Howard slower. But to me, like I said yesterday, you can't replace game reps. You can't replace getting in there and learning from your mistakes, getting in there and doing well. You can't replace that. So how long – and I know with Dwayne Brown, they brought him in slow. I don't think he started his whole rookie year. I think maybe halfway through the year he was in and out, maybe a rotational player.
It was him and Ephraim Salam. Yeah.
A swing tackle, which would be fine if you want to bring him like that. But Khalil just – I want to see him in training camp. I want to see him go out there, stay healthy, and live up to the number four overall pick if he's going to be the guy.
Part of the reason why I want Khalil to win the starting job at left tackle is when I look at Julian Davenport, I mean, I do think that there's some upside, and I understand why they drafted him. But, man, Cecil, that dude is way too inconsistent. I mean, I'm out there at OTAs, and, like, every couple of reps, it's like there's a dude who's basically bull-rushing him to the quarterback or somebody who's clearly beat him off the line. And this is OTAs. This is, like, no pad kind of stuff, right? And I just think that Davenport is way too inconsistent to be playing at that spot. Now, he was a project to begin with.
Yes.
So year three is when you hopefully see the results of that. But when it comes to protecting the most important asset, which is Deshaun Watson, I just don't trust Julian Davenport, which is why at this moment, because of Davenport's inconsistency and Howard being so young, I think the best case scenario for right now, just for right now, maybe this is only for 2 months. Maybe it's the whole season. Maybe it's all of 2019. I think the best case scenario this season is Matt Khalil stays healthy and gives you a credible performance at left tackle. I'm not even saying great. Or even good, but just a credible, decent performance at left tackle.
So all you want is the whole line just to be average. If you just give the Texans average offensive line and keep Deshaun off the ground less times than last year,
I'd sign for that.
You'll be happy.
I'd be happy, yes. I would sign for that.
What do you feel about Max Sharping? Do you think he has a chance to play this year? Obviously he'll make the team. He's a third-round pick or a second-round pick.
Oh, he'll make the team.
He'll make the team, no doubt. He's a huge guy, but do you think he'll get a chance to play?
If he doesn't make the team, I'm going to jump off this building. I'm just going to say that right now. he'll make the team, for sure. You know, Albert Breer, who knows Bill O'Brien very well, keeps writing about Max Sharping and how good he's looked.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be able to tell based on OTAs anyway. I think that there's a chance for him to play. I just don't know where.
Yeah.
Because I do think that Henderson, if he's healthy, is going to be the right tackle. I think he'll be the right tackle. And then, I don't know, could Sharping be the right guard instead of Fulton? I think that's probably a stretch right now.
Yeah, I think Fulton's the guy, or maybe Mance.
Wade Smith has said he thinks that Greg Mance is someone who should be competing with Nick Martin for the starting center job, but he doesn't think the Texans will allow that to happen.
Yeah, I think Mance is, to be honest, a better player than Nick Martin. I think Mance is made for the center position. This is how intelligent he is. He understands all the calls, all the defenses. He's just a smart, smart guy. He's reliable.
Yeah.
But when you have a second-round pick in Nick Martin and you give a guy, you know, you gave Mance, I think, 2 years, $6 million deal, they'll give it to Nick until he can lose the job, if that makes sense.
And I think there's a pretty good chance that Nick Martin might find himself with a new contract within the next 2 months. And here's one.
Oh, really?
I think
before
he might.
Before the season starts.
Yeah.
Really?
Because he's going to be a free agent after this season.
Yeah.
So now this is why this whole Brian Gain firing thing and, hey, all the big decisions have been made this offseason. Not exactly the case. The Texans have big decisions to make on guys who are entering the last year of their deals. Take a listen to this. I asked Bill O'Brien on the last day of OTAs how his offensive line has progressed. Take a listen to who he brought up in this answer.
I think without pads, so I think you have to really qualify that answer to make sure that you know that they don't have pads on. So everything on the front, whether it's offensive or defensive line, is determined by when you put the pads on. So take that and qualify this answer that however way you want to. They've improved. They've improved in their knowledge. They've improved in their technique. It's a very good group of guys. They work very hard. They're in early. They stay late. They do a lot of things together off the field. I think Nick Martin does a great job leading that group. I think he's a great leader. And so I think they've improved. Again, when we go to full pads, you know, let's see how that improvement takes shape with full pads on.
It's one quote, but it was the first and only player he brought up unsolicited about the offensive line.
Yeah, and I think Nick's a decent player. I just personally, I think Mance is just more of a center.
What do you mean by more of a center?
Well, because Mance can play guard. He can play, you know, right side or the left side. But if you, to his best ability or his best position, in my opinion, is just playing the center, because he's so good with the calls. He understands it. He's a super intelligent guy. And if you look at, like, some of the pregame huddles before they go out in the field, Mance is the one hyping the guys up. Mance is the one getting in their faces. Mance is the one, you know, getting these guys ready to play. And it's nothing against Nick. I think Nick's decent. I just want to see Mance in that role, and I think he can really dwell in that role.
Why has Martin not lived up to the expectations we thought when he was drafted 3 years ago?
I just think he's average. I just think he's average. I think when you hear
God,
Martin,
that's depressing.
When you hear Martin, you think of his brother.
Yeah.
Over in Dallas,
and he's not his brother,
and how good he is, and it's just not him. So we get in this comparison battle, and he is what he is. He's a decent player. He's not bad, not great, but he's just a decent role player.
When I think of the best centers that I've seen, and you tell me what your experience has been, I always feel like they're quietly, like, really good athletes, or at least, like, better athletes than you think.
Oh, absolutely.
Like Jason Kelce is a really good athlete.
Absolutely.
You know, I think Kevin Mawai, I don't know how athletic he was, but I thought that he was, like, dirty enough and, like, knew enough of the tricks and, you know, could move around. Yeah. That's a guy I watched a lot who was a good center. And when I look at Nick Martin, I feel like there's not a ton of athleticism there. Like, does that make sense? That's what
it makes sense because you got to be able to move. You got to be able to possibly pull. You got to be able to do a lot of things at that center position. You got to be able to stay low, get to the second level. It's a lot of things you got to do with that position. A guy that played 14 years in the league, Brad Meester, I played with him in Jacksonville. He was athletic. He was able to move. He was able to play at a high level for 14 years at that center position.
Yeah.
And that's a good point. He was athletic. He was able to run. Even when he got older, he was able to move and get low, get to that second level and get that linebacker or that safety that may be blitzing up the middle, whatever the case may be. But he was also smart enough to make all the calls and put people in position to be successful. And that's what I think Mance brings to the table. He really, really – that's one of the things that stands out most with Mance and a few other guys on the team like J. Joe, but their intelligence of the game stands out, and that's what sticks out to me.
Cecil wants Titus Howard starting left tackle week one. I want Matt Khalil starting left tackle week one because of what it would mean for this team this season and for his health.